Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the... Wait. Who? No!
It's gonna be a dark one tonight. Hallow's Eve. A night for monsters and demons. For the hidden things to crawl from the crevices and caves and roam the streets. Wandering through the darkness hidden amongst the festivities of the bright-eyed children in costume and tired parents knocking on doors. And the biggest monster of them all? Where am I tonight? For all you know, I am at your door right now. You peel back the covers of your freshly pressed linens, letting the cold air slide into your warm cocoon. Bare feet touch the cool softness of your carpet as you cross the landing, pausing a moment at the stairway, studying the silhouettes of ghouls and goblins at the door. Goosebumps raise on your exposed arms, and you're not sure if that's the chill night air or perhaps something more sinister. It's midnight now. You know this from the eerie chimes of the cuckoo clock, the confirmative sight on the clock that you didn't know you had. The sound causing your heart to race as the knock on the door comes again. You let a small laugh escape. It's nothing. Just my tired head playing tricks on me. But you stand at the door anyway, the silhouette waiting patiently on the other side. You've seen them all week. Movies of werewolves and vampires and mummies. And you wonder if perhaps there's any truth to it all. If perhaps you might be dreaming and there really is a monster standing on your doorstep. The time for trick-or-treating long since passed as a sliver of the moon waxes and wanes in the sky. But there's no one on the doorstep. Just a cold rush of air that forces you to take in a deep breath. Seconds later, you're back in bed, duvet tight about your neck as your overactive mind fails to let you sleep. The door firmly shut. Who knows how long the night will last? Is it a coincidence that the bulb of your bedside lamp busts earlier that week? The darkness bathes you, clothes you in an abyss that I control. Your curtain flutters despite the latch on your window being firmly closed. That's me. That's the movement and whispers of the dark things stirring. No matter how tightly you shut your eyes, I can see you. And there's no escape. You hear a growl in your ear and bowl up beneath the covers. You feel a weight on the end of your bed as if a businessman has taken his seat, shuffling contracts. Somewhere outside the window, there's the shrieking of some wondrous bird. The things that appear when you let fear grip you and take you in its wing. You smell fire and smoke. On an ordinary night, you'd let these things pass. Perhaps fetch a glass of water and shake away the visions. But not tonight. For you now know that I will be there waiting. You imagine it so clearly in your mind. My serrated beak dripping blood and strings of tendons from my last meal. Feathers, the type of blackless willow light. A shining blade in one claw, gleaming in the moonlight. And that oh-so-keen glint of death in the centre of my eyes. So what will it be, friend? Will you find me? Or shall I come to you? For the night is young, and we have forever to play this game. There's a thump at the bottom of the stairs. Footsteps. Slow, deliberate. To swallow, finding your mouth drier than cotton. You reach for your phone, thinking that perhaps a quick call will be the answer, but the signal is down. What a pity. There's a creak on the landing, and your heart is pounding in your chest. You can practically smell the stench of death as I creep across the hall, head moving and sweeping axe from door to door. Claws scratching the laminate of the corridor, I hear you mumble your prayers. I smell the salt, the tears in your eyes. I rap on the door. Once. Twice. Then there's silence. And that's worse than anything. You even brave a peek out from the duvet. 5 minutes pass. 10. Somewhere in the distance, an ambulance is howling. Out the window, you can see the pumpkins lit on your neighbour's windowsill. You're bent to the ground, hands shaking, slimy with sweat. You can see nothing beneath the line at the bottom of the door. Only something dark soaking into your carpet. With painfully slow steps, you put an ear on the door. When no sound follows, you turn the handle until the latch clicks free. A deep breath. You yank the door open in one swift movement, ready for death. Ready to meet the monstrous digger of me. But you fall disappointed. I'm long since gone. On the floor in front are words displayed in splatters of deep crimson. The trailing footsteps of a monstrous bird disappearing down the stairs back towards the door. At the other end of the corridor is the shape of something you can't quite make out. You lean in close and read the words. The bird cage. You struggle to make sense of what it means as you walk towards the dark shape, seeing the lifeless form of Dexter, your cat. Stomach torn, organs spilled. Ink for the quill. You cry to the moon. Atop the oak that sits at the end of your garden who watch your anguish through the window. The feline's blood still fresh and warm on my tongue. Should you look out your window right now, you might see my mighty form take flight, disappearing into the night. A screech of triumph as I fly to our rendezvous, awaiting your arrival into my birdcage. HawkandCleaver.com/thebirdcage. Happy Halloween.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.